passes a little south of Alabama. We'll be tracking that carefully. High temperatures will be in the low 90s, and you can definitely stay on top of all the details by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here, and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Check to see if old Mavis was still alive. Mavis Staples, born July 10, 1939, still quite alive.
So she's, today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mavis. Well, she's 80?
Dave, I did not know that.
I didn't
yes.
know until you just said it, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mavis Staples.
Happy birthday, Mavis Staples.
You talk about soul singer.
For real.
Let's just let it roll for a minute since it is her birthday. Alright guys, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Happy birthday, Mavis Staples. Had no idea. I want to remind everybody, it is Wind Down Wednesday, and that means half-price wine from open to close at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, including during the greatest event Midtown Pizza Kitchen has ever hosted, during the greatest party News and Views has ever held, which will be tonight after you get off work, 5 o'clock.
That's right.
So just come by, 5, 6, 7, 8, doesn't matter when you come by. You can do two events. It's so long.
Right.
You can come by and see us early and then head somewhere else. You can go see someone else early and come head to us afterwards.
That's right.
We'll be there. And you get half-price wine from open to close. You're going to have some appetizers laid out for everybody. Midtown Peach Kitchen, the Montgomery location, not the one up in Prattville, the Montgomery location. Probably post up in the private dining room, but obviously our crowd will be far too large for the private dining room.
Way too big.
So we'll take up probably all of Midtown Pizza Kitchen's dining room, both of them, and the outdoors. But we're going to have a big night over there. It's going to be a great, great night at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. So come by and join us. Dave, Baron, Christy Clay, Trisha, Carolyn, Jack. Jack Campbell, ladies and gentlemen.
No way.
The whole team will be there. The whole team will
be
there.
Well, now you know it'll be crowded because Jack's going to be there.
I honestly... Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
When I started putting the invitation out,
yeah.
You know what the number one question I got was?
Jack gonna be there.
Before people said yes or no.
Oh yeah.
They said Jack gonna be there.
Yeah.
So I called Jack, said, "F Jackson Campbell III, are you going to attend this event or not?" And he said, "I will." I said, "Good." As soon as I put that word out, like 35-40 people RSVP'd at once. Unbelievable.
Not surprising.
No. So we'll be there tonight. Make plans to stop by. You don't have to stop by for hours. This is not a time commitment. You can come and go. It's a come and go. It's like a, I don't want to say a bridal tea. Holy mackerel, Mavis Staples just cut a new album and is currently on tour.
Wow.
Dave, when I'm 80.
Yeah.
I don't know if the years of hard drinking and hard living.
Hard radio hosting. It's a stressful job, guys.
Hard attacking people who come after me. I don't know if the years of that are going to let me get to 80. But if so, I hope I can put out an album and tour.
For real?
I'll make a commitment, Dave. Even if I've never put out an album before. If I get to 80, I'm putting out an album and I'm touring.
I like it.
And I might just, you know, husk on the street corners or something.
Well, you know.
But
I can put together a tour.
Be a busker. I'll be good.
Huge. Be a big tour.
Huge. I'll post up at like the corner of Perry and Jefferson and like sing to the people dropping off their cars at Jenkins.
There you go.
I'll head over to maybe the Capitol Complex and sing outside ASE Credit Union. I'll go up to Peace Church Road and sing outside of Alabama Homeworks. I'm assuming all these people will still be around when I'm 80.
Right.
So it's 41 years.
Yeah.
I'm almost halfway to 80.
I know.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. I'm over halfway there.
Why did we have to talk about Mavis Staples' birthday? My whole day's ruined. Dave, we are closer right now to 2058 than we were my birth.
I know. 2058.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, remember, is that the world's going to end in 2050, right?
Why?
I thought that's what the environmentalists said, that if we don't get all this stuff under control, humans are going to die, everyone's going to die.
Can I make a prediction?
The species will be dead, Baron. Everyone dead.
Can I make a prediction?
Or his family dead. Or his house burnt to the ground. That's what's going to happen. Your house is going to burn to the ground because that world's going to be so hot.
Can I tell you something?
Tell me anything.
Every time the world has heated up, humanity has made great leaps forward.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yes. Great advances in technology, the arts, civilization. Every time it's heated up. Coming out of the last ice age, we were basically, what were humans?
Right.
Little more than quake cave dwellers.
Right.
They didn't have permanent structures that we know of.
Nope.
Ice age goes away, warms up a little bit. Great advances in civilization. The little ice age.
Yes.
Took place in the Middle Ages.
1650 to. Yeah. You know why?
As soon as that went away, Renaissance.
There's like some theory that because of.
But this is like 1200, 1300. Go ahead.
No, the little ice age is like. That's
That came after the Renaissance.
Yes, it came after.
And then the Industrial Revolution took place in the next warming period.
There's thinking that, like that there was. That's how they know that what do you call it? That the population of the Americas was bigger than they used to say. Is it something about like they'd cut down so many trees?
Oh,
or whatever
yeah.
that it
changed
somehow. Somehow back then that caused cooling, whereas now it causes warming.
Well, you never can tell.
But you know what's funny is that like part of the reason that we celebrate Christmas like we do is because of that little ice age. People think of. You know, it being cold around Christmas, they think of
white Christmas.
Think of Dickens essentially invented Christmas as we know it. And part of that was because, you know, like, think about it. You know, they need the.
When he wrote.
They're mad at Scrooge or whatever because they can't afford coal.
Right.
Because they need coal to burn because it's so cold there.
Huh.
All sorts of crazy stuff like that.
Little Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
Was that around Krakatoa?
No, well, yes, but during.
But didn't Krakatoa, like, cool the earth for 3 years or something?
Yeah. Well,
that was during that?
There is actually a line of thought that's like the 1800s, late 1700s,
it was 18,
late 18, or mid 18.
I'll find it.
there is a theory that they know that Krakatoa exploded sometime between like 390 and 500.
1883.
And they do think that there's a theory that that version of Krakatoa's explosion actually caused basically the Dark Ages.
Really?
That it cooled so much that, you know, that
everything
that
failed.
Civilization just couldn't hold.
That's big.
Because it was cold.
So we get the end of one ice age, or one little ice age, mm-hmm. and then we end up with the Renaissance. Mm-hmm. Then we go through another little ice age, and we come out to Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it warms up, we have great advances in civilization. We can feed more people, we get more technology, we get greater arts, mm-hmm. we get better science and history. Everything improves as the Earth gets warmer. Because you can fit more food onto an acre of land with warmer climates. With a little bit of irrigation, global warming is a good thing.
Right.
Not a bad thing.
Right.
It's a very good thing. If we could get this planet, that's why they don't want us to heat it up 2 or 3 more degrees.
Correct.
If we could get this planet heated up 2 or 3 more degrees, I'm telling you what, yeah, it would be a little inconvenient for people in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could get the Greenland ice sheet to melt and exploit Greenland, if we could get the, honestly, now this might cause real chaos, but if we could get Antarctica to melt, it would be such a boon for humanity. A, we're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot.
Because Antarctica used to be on the equator. And we're going to find a lot of buried civilizations under 5 miles of ice. We're going to learn a lot. You know how Antarctica ended up down there? You know why they're finding fully frozen meats and animals in the Siberian? You think an animal was just walking along one day and was like, all right, I'm just going to stay in here and die.
Yep.
I'm not going to lay down. I'm going to stand here and die.
That's not what happened?
No.
Oh.
They were frozen nearly instantaneously all over the northern hemisphere
mm-hmm.
and the southern hemisphere. And a lot of stuff in the middle of the world was awfully cold at the time and then got real hot. Almost as if the skin of the earth shifted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Funny how that works.
They're going to find fruit trees in Antarctica. They're going to find whole civilizations down there. It's going to be amazing. They know it's down there, too.
Oh, yeah.
They already know it's down there. They're just not telling you about it.
They.
There's so much they won't tell us. It's the only reason I want to be president. I want to know all these things.
I
want to see the disc.
You want the day one briefing, right?
I
want
to see the disc. Show me the disc. Fifteen minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman. We're going to go to a break and look for the disc.
You don't know how I feel. You'll never know how I feel. When I needed you to come around, you always tried to bring me down. Oh, but I know, girl, believe me when I say that you are sure, sure they're going to be good, but it's all right.
For news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 8447.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Bam, bam, bam. Why you play such good bumper music? Because I promised to play the best bumper music of all time.
The best.
And sometimes that involves Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know who's on this song? Teddy Pendergrass.
Mm. And I know you're not being treated like I know you should.
Satisfaction guarantee.
Or take your love back.
Sound like I'm conceived.
All right, 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. David L. Mowry, Baron Coleman here in the studio with you. Your phone calls are welcome at 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. ASC Credit Union has cashback checking accounts. Guys, cashback checking accounts, not cashback credit cards, not cashback, cashback checking accounts, ASC Credit Union. They got 4% like benefits. It's almost like a CD that you can write checks out of. It's unbelievable. Your money's available immediately, but you're getting 4% on it, up to $30,000 over at ASC Credit Union. I encourage everyone to flood ASC Credit Union. Say, take my money, ASC Credit Union. Give me some of those cashback benefits. Give me some of that 4% APY. Come on, please, ASC Credit Union. Hit me with it. And you guys will love it. When you see it, you'll love it. And I'm not, there's no string attached. You walk in, it's the real deal. I've had many people go over there, listeners, friends, say, I went over there thinking there were strings attached. No strings attached. There's no catch. No catch. Just ASC Credit Union. Check their store for details. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 20 minutes after 10 o'clock as we talk to David.
What are you talking about, bringing out the crazy?
That's when David called, I said, I knew that conversation would bring out the crazies.
Well, you
have some non-conventional ideas about the world.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever read the book, The Ice Epoch and the Biblical Flood?
No, the ice, like epoch, like E-P-O-C-H?
Yep. It's a very interesting read. I read it, probably 35 years ago.
Never even heard of it.
Well, and, I can assure you, with the weirdness that we look into, we will find it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's basically states that after the biblical flood, that there was a ice age that lasted for thousands of years, and it's very interesting read. It gives you a different perspective.
I'm interested in that. I'm looking it up right now. The ice.
It's only available in.
I think it was the Biblical Flood and the Ice Epoch.
That's right. A Study in Scientific History by Donald W. Patton.
Is that supposed to be like, does it correspond with the Younger Dryas period?
I'm not sure if it does or not.
What was that, like early 12,000?
Yeah, like,
12,000, 13,000 BC?
Like 13,000 to 11,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would probably fall within that category.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, so read it. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, I will do it. I can't promise you I'll read it, but I'll definitely look into it.
Yeah, So anyway, check it out. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, David.
The Ice Epoch. I'm looking it up right now. Ice Epoch.
I like it.
Ice Epoch, incidentally, sounds like a cool rapper name.
I know, right? Or
it's got ice. It's got pock.
Or like Norwegian death metal.
The Ice Epoch. The earth was crusted in ice. The cause of the ice epoch is a pivotal subject in the study of astral catastrophism. I can't read something with words that big.
Yeah.
Can you read it and summarize it and dumb it down for me?
Yes, I will.
Can you give me the ELI-5 version of that?
Yes.
22 minutes after 10 o'clock. I can't. Astro, whatever that was. I was able to pronounce it. You know why? Because I can do that. I can do that.
Right.
UK ambassador to the U.S. resigns after criticizing Trump. I love this story, by the way. Kim Derrick. He claimed that Trump radiates insecurity. Said team members of the British Embassy in Washington don't really believe Trump's administration is going to become substantially more normal, less dysfunctional, less diplomatically clumsy and inept. Said in a letter on July 10, the current situation is making it impossible for me to carry out my role as I would like. Yeah. Absolutely. It absolutely does. The United Kingdom sucks. You know, there's all this speculation now when they do the no-exit Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
That they're not going to have enough food and shelter and the power will get cut off. And mm-hmm. Good. I hope so. The only way to save Britain is make it inhospitable. That way all the leeches will leave.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take Britain back to about the 12th century. You cannot have mass immigration and a social welfare system. You will draw the worst of the world. The United States had massive immigration when we had no social welfare system. We ended up with the best the world had to offer. That's why we're better than everybody else. Your ancestors who came to the United States under horrific conditions are better than everybody else in the world. We talked about this last week. Did we talk about this last week?
Mm-hmm. We did.
We are better than everybody else. Britain at one time was better than everybody else because of how inhospitable their climate was when they people finally showed up and found land with nobody there. And they said, we can sit up here. We need to go back to a time, if we're going to save this planet, save this economic superstructure, we need to go back to a time where lazy asses die. Where people who are unwilling to go hunt, kill, and eat die. Where truly the only people taken care of are the needy. The oldest among us, the youngest among us, and the disabled. The truly disabled. Not the people on the SSI list. Not the people like,
well, you know.
Social Security disability is the new welfare. Welfare to work worked for like 3 years until mm-hmm. people realized they could just flood the Social Security system. But we need to go back to that situation. Just for a little while. At least in the United States and some of the other Western developed world. And get rid of the third world hellhole people that have come over sucking off the social welfare system. With no desire to work. I'm not talking about Central American immigration here, because those people seem to want to work.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people who come to the United States, particularly Europe, though. A lot of people who go to Europe and United Kingdom who don't want to work. They want to suck off the social welfare system. They get there and it's really nice. Really nice. They think, I don't want to have to go to work.
That sounds terrible.
What, sitting around? Not working? All right, can you imagine?
No. You go nuts.
I would be completely stir crazy. You know, by the time Monday comes around, I'm always looking around like, I gotta go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
That 4-day weekend nearly killed me. Is that the new State Department spokesperson? Is there a requirement that you have to be smoking hot to be the State Department spokesperson? Because wasn't Heather Nauert there before?
Well,
I don't know who that girl was. I've never seen her before.
Me either.
She was a smoke show. Huh. Wonder why that is. It's certainly not the White House's role. I mean, they went from Sean Spicer to Sarah Sanders. She's great, but... I don't want any beauty contest anytime soon. So this guy has resigned. United Kingdom sucks. They're going through no-exit Brexit, no-deal Brexit, and we'll see what happens. They are going to get a legitimate prime minister here pretty soon, though.
Right.
Boris Johnson's going to win that. He's not perfect, but he's a hell of a lot better than Theresa May. Let's see here. I have globalist story. Oh, gosh. Mitch McConnell being a total troll. I'm starting to like Cocaine Mitch.
I love Cocaine Mitch.
Did you see his statement yesterday?
Yeah.
Obama and I are both defendants of slaveholders.
Descendants, yeah.
Ouch.
And opposed reparations.
Ouch.
Did you see the thing where the woman announced and like immediately they put out a video that was like had her saying, "I'm to the left of everyone in Kentucky. I'm the most progressive, most woke person." And I mean, like, they just took every statement that she has that like puts her to the far left and already released it in a video.
Good. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. Cocaine Mitch, on Tuesday compared himself to former President Barack Obama. A fair comparison, he notes, because they both oppose reparation, and both he and the nation's first African-American president are descendants of slaveholders. Here's the quote. He was asked in a report, Mitch McConnell was, NBC asked him, that because his relatives were slaveholders, would that change his view about reparation? And Cocaine Mitch is smart and fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "You know, once again, I find myself in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations, and we are both descendants of slaveholders." I honestly don't think I'm a descendant of a slaveholder.
I don't think I am either.
I don't think so. But you never can tell any of this because you have so many ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't slaveholders supposed to be rich?
Yeah, I mean, I think descendants is like direct.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, you know, you've got, by the time you get to your great-great-great-great-grandparents, you got like 200 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got two parents, four grandparents, eight great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents, 32 great-great-great-grandparents, 64. I don't know all 64 of my great-great-great-great-grandparents. But aren't slaveholders, weren't they rich? Supposed to be?
Supposed to be.
None of that money filtered down to the Coleman household?
Nope. None of it.
I mean, I'd take it. Baron, this is money from your great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Would you call them the laughing heirs?
Yeah.
God, I don't want to be a laughing
heir. Rufus so Dell O'Neill. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. I will warn you, though. Rufus Dell O'Neill lived in the 1600s until the early 1700s and owned two slaves. How much you say it was?
How much that check?
Is how many millions?
Yeah.
Yeah, I take it.
Get my check.
I'm gonna make a nice donation to the Rosa Parks Museum just to offset the guilt.
That's right.
I'm going to give Brian Stevenson 50 cents. How much it cost to go in that museum? Maybe I'll buy some kids' tuition. 10:30. We're halfway home, Dave.
I know.
We're halfway done with the week.
Well, yeah.
Well, you aren't.
Well.
You're like a tenth of the way done with your week.
You know. A little blip on the radar, what can I say?
You're not going to get 992 arguments from me. Join us at Midtown tonight, 5 to 8. We'll be there. 992.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lending.
Linder.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are rallying. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P have been trading in record territory, and the S&P 500 topped the 3,000 mark for the first time. Investors now believe the Federal Reserve is more likely to lower interest rates this month after Fed Chair Jerome Powell told Congress the economy remains strong, but uncertainties continue to weigh on the economic outlook. Food service and uniform company Aramark says it will give eligible hourly workers a chance to receive full tuition for college degrees. The company says it's part of a $90 million investment in its employees that also includes wage and benefit increases and additional training. Nintendo will sell a handheld-only version of its Switch gaming device for around $200. The Switch Lite will debut on September 20th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of interesting things in the weather to keep track of over the next few days. Today is pretty standard, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some scattered hit-or-miss storms around this afternoon and this evening especially. Tonight, slow down to about 76. But the rain chances do get better tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. A front will be approaching from the north, and then we have a tropical system in the northern Gulf of Mexico, which will likely become a depression, and then probably Tropical Storm Barry, and maybe pass a little south of Alabama. We'll be tracking that carefully. High temperatures will be in the low 90s, and you can definitely stay on top of all the details by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
A gypsy, hear his plea. He loves her, oh, so desperately.
Oh, gypsy, hear my plea and make her care for me. I love her far, the best star that I can see to win her heart. So please, oh, please, help me.
I got that little magic
gypsy,
potion, Dave.
Won't you make a magic potion?
You know who has the real magic potion?
Who's that?
Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. She's got some kind of magic potion where she gets you paid less on your home mortgage every month. I don't know how it works. I don't know what it is. It's amazing, though. Saved me an absolute fortune on my home mortgage, and she can do that for you as well. Refinance rates right now at near all-time lows. And if you're looking to buy a house, now is the time, amigos. It's that time of year where everybody's trying to get in that new school system. Mm-hmm. Micro house is going like crazy. Well, all you got to do is call Kim Williams, 567-4223. 567-4223. Get pre-qualified. Find out how much house you can afford or how much you want to spend. And Alabama Home Mortgage, take care of you. 567-4223. Oh, that's a new announcement out over there, too. They got a new executive vice president.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Madeline Pinley.
Wait, who did?
Or Madeline Cannon now, I guess. Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, okay.
New vice president of Alabama Home Mortgage, Madeline Cannon.
Well, good. Congrats. So,
just graduated from law school, taking the bar. And
all right.
Got a new title. So she's good to go. She's good to go. Very excited for Alabama Home Mortgage. Place on the move. Growing up there. All right. Our number 272-922. Actually, federally, what's the NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak has a dire warning. Doesn't he own a baseball team or a basketball team or something?
Does he own? No, that's Paul Allen.
Oh.
Or no, does he own the Warriors?
I thought he owned a team.
Does he own the Warriors?
Wozniak owner. I'm pretty sure. Team. Maybe not. I thought he owned some team.
I thought he did too. Now Paul Allen owns the.
He owns the Seahawks.
Owns the Jailblazers, right? And the Seahawks.
Yeah. The Jailblazers. Mm-hmm. I like the Blazers. I've always liked the Blazers. You know, there's some NBA teams that were kind of cool when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started liking them, and I've always liked them. Like the Sixers.
Yeah.
They had a cool team. They had
Clyde.
The round mound to rebound, and then they had Allen Iverson.
Round mound.
Sixers.
The Sixers. I thought you said the Blazers.
No, then the Blazers had Clyde.
Yeah.
They had a good team back
then. They did.
So I've always kind of liked the Blazers. I've always kind of liked the Sixers because of that. Celtics, of course, you always kind of liked them because they had everybody. Never was a Lakers guy.
I was going to say, I'm more of a Lakers guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
The Showtime Lakers?
Yeah, I don't know. My brother like loved that time that they tried to three-peat and all that. Pat Riley.
They did three-peat, didn't they?
No, they didn't. 87, 88, right? And then the
Pistons
won.
Because trademarked
three-peat. Three-peat, and then when Jordan and them did it, he made a bunch of money off of it.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Or they weren't allowed to use it or something. Yeah, there's a big thing there.
I know that Pete Carroll tried to do it. Remember, he was going for the big thing, and then mm-hmm. Texas beat him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he ended up 1.5 Pete instead of 3 Pete. Well, they were going to be like 3 Pete, P-E-T-E.
Right. Well, didn't they take both their championships away for...
Well, he won half a championship and split half with LSU 1 year.
Right.
And and then he won one outright, I guess.
Right. 03-04.
And then he lost to Texas.
Yeah.
And then they took the one he won away.
Right.
Well, the one he...
Shouldn't be cheating.
1.5 Pete. I still think he's one of the best coaches in the game. Oh, I asked Tommy Tuberville that, though, and he didn't think so. I said, is Pete Carroll the best coach, college pro? And he said, no. I can't remember who he said was.
Probably Saban.
Well, now that he's running for Senate in Alabama, I'm sure he would say Saban.
Right.
This was when he wasn't.
I got you.
This is when he wasn't. But, okay, back to Steve Wozniak. He co-founded Apple,
mm-hmm.
and he has an urgent warning, a dire warning. You know what it is?
No.
Delete Facebook now.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it until our party tonight, though.
Oh, yeah.
You need to stay updated. Delete your Facebook account now before it's too late.
Oh.
TMZ interviewed Wozniak at the Reagan National Airport in D.C. last Friday, asked him if he's troubled by Facebook, Instagram, and other social media platforms infringing on privacy. He responded by saying, social platforms are eavesdropping on our private conversation. Now, you don't believe that.
No.
The guy who co-founded Apple does.
Yeah.
I'm going with him.
Yeah, okay.
And sending personal data to advertisers.
Good.
With the lack of privacy on social media, he said, most people should delete their accounts. There are many different kinds of people. And some, the benefits of Facebook are worth the loss of privacy. That would be you.
I guess so. I'm just saying, like...
You're not worried by the lack of privacy.
I mean, here's the thing.
They couldn't see you shrug your shoulders and roll your eyes.
Can they, if they can use the data and, like, recommend me better products that I don't know
for
about...
cheaper?
Yeah, then bring it.
Yeah.
You know? That's the thing. If they were able to do this magically, like, all the ad tech would be so much better.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be getting ads for things that were just, you know, magical instead of, like, you know, the dumb stuff that I get in my feed.
So, you know what I've noticed?
What's that?
I probably shouldn't say this.
Uh-oh.
Let me put this story down. You know what I've noticed? Because we all share an IP address here at work.
Right.
On the Wi-Fi.
Ah.
I get targeted ads based on other people's searches.
Interesting. Do we want to know what they are?
I don't want to know who's searching what. I'll tell you that.
Yeesh.
But I have noticed some of my... Because I'll get ads at home on our Wi-Fi for stuff my wife has searched.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really search stuff at home.
Yeah, I don't really either.
Like, I'll at home, I look at Reddit, I look at Facebook, I look at, like, news sites.
Mm-hmm.
I get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And I'll sit around searching. Now, if I go to my office, I'll sit around and search stuff or whatever. You know, I'll look for... shoes or, you know, I might look for a particular story. I might be doing research on something.
Right.
Or someone.
Right.
Someones.
You know.
Some
things.
People. Yeah. But anyway, I was on here the other day, and there was an underwear site that was recommended to me.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, huh?
That's weird. People buying draws at work.
I mean, I've never searched for underwear on my phone.
Right.
And it was one. It was one of those, you can tell it's a targeted ad, you know, because you see it like three times in 2 days. And I thought, who the hell is shopping for underwear at work?
Are you shopping for drawers at work? Come on, man.
And I do know one time at work, I was looking for boots. Looking for a particular brand of boots and a particular type of boot skin.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a week, every time I was at Blue Water, I got ads for that boot company.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that that's how those targeted ads work. If you search for something, you're going to get an ad. But I got, like for 3 days in a row last week, I got underwear ads.
Hmm.
I started looking around like, who's getting underwear in here? Look at the sales office. Y'all need to work. You're at work. You need to work. Stop searching for underwear.
For real.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Jimmy. How are you today?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
Good. If you don't mess with Facebook, can you not come to the thing tonight?
Oh, you can come.
Oh, you can come anytime you want. I just was recommending okay. that it's an easy way for people to stay in touch. But yeah, you do not have to be on Facebook. You don't have to RSVP. It is open to anyone and everyone who wants to come by.
Well, good. Well, we'll see you there. Laurie and I will be there with
I can't
not with bells on. But,
I can't wait to meet your better half.
Oh, well, good. You will.
Yeah.
And she is.
There's no doubt about it, Jimmy.
Because you know me, so therefore you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You could not have married down, friend.
By default.
Even all if right, she's just average, she's way above you.
Right.
Hey, and she stayed married to me for 51 years.
What a woman.
Right.
What a woman.
So, yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, you know I say all that in jest, my friend.
I know. I know. I wasn't. I know she. I'm married way up.
All right, but we'll see you tonight, my friend.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll see you.
All right.
Thanks.
See you.
Bye.
272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in. 272-9228. You'll talk to people like Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman.
That's right.
Someone sent me this story. Did they send this to you, too? A lot of times they send us to both of them.
Right.
Gulf Cartel's head of migrant smuggling was in U.S. custody, but released after 15 days.
Oof.
Dateline McAllen, Texas. One of the men suspected of controlling the smuggling of migrants for the Gulf Cartel was previously arrested by U.S. authorities and released after 15 days on a single immigration charge, considered one of the cartel's most violent enforcers.
He sounds pleasant.
Hector Lamimi, or M22 Sanchez Rivera, is currently a leading enforcer for the Gulf Cartel along with his brother Ernesto. They're directly responsible for controlling the smuggling of migrants from the Gulf Cartel territory in Mexico to South Texas. Duo fostered a reputation for violence and are linked to numerous executions, kidnappings, carjackings, and extortion schemes. Sounds just like the kind of guy we need to release into the country after 15 days.
Mm-hmm.
They arrested him on April 26th. You know why he was released, right? I'll tell you why he was released.
Oh, yeah?
Businessman from Zaire, Dave.
Exactly.
He was released. Those drugs don't get into the country on their own.
Oh, they don't?
No. Arrested in Rio Grande City, April 26, 2016, moments after he and a group of men crossed the border via raft. Documents revealed he told federal agents he was a Mexican national without lawful presence in the United States. And despite being a known Gulf Cartel member, they charged him only with a single count of illegal entry.
Oh.
One day after his arrest, he went before a magistrate judge in McAllen, pleaded guilty to the charge. He was sentenced to 15 days.
Well.
Subsequently turned over to U.S. Immigration and deported. And then he climbed the ranks of the Gulf Cartel even higher. Lamimi. I don't know what Lamimi stands for, but I don't want to know.
Lamimi? How do you spell?
M-I-M-I.
Oh, Lamimi. I don't know.
It's not like meme or a may-may.
Right.
You know you see some words, you don't know how to pronounce them?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to pronounce meme for like a year.
I would have said meme because it's like a word in French.
I said
it's like
meme.
The same thing.
Is it really? Is that where it comes from?
I don't think so, but that's what it. That's where.
What's it mean? What's meme mean in French?
It means same.
Same?
Le meme chose means the same thing.
You speak French?
I speak enough French to tell you that.
No, that means the same?
Yeah. So that's what my mind went to. Which, I mean, if you think about it, it's the same. It's the same format. It's all the same joke, you know, told different
it's
ways.
It's a meme.
It's a meme.
I pronounced it meme in my head.
All right. What about GIF?
Oh, that's always been GIF.
Hargy.
GIF. No,
GIF.
GIF.
Hargy.
Yeah, not a J.
Yeah, soft
not
G
like
is
George. GI is always.
I sent you a GIF. Did you see that?
It's.
You sent me some peanut butter?
Did you send creamy or are you a monster? There are two types of people in the world. People like creamy peanut butter and monsters. Nobody should like crunchy peanut butter.
Correct.
You're not my friend if you like it. I think I grew up on crunchy, though. Is that true? Ma, send me a text. Like, I'm having flashbacks to my childhood crunching through a peanut butter sandwich. Either that or we had roaches. It was a joke day. 47 minutes after 10 o'clock, our number 272928, thebathinnovations.com guest hotline. I've just been informed this is the replay show for Sunday. So we'll keep our whore talk to a minimum. It is the Lord's Day, after all. 47 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, I thought this was U2 forever. Doesn't it sound like a U2 song?
Yeah, it does a little bit. I could see how you would think that.
You know my problem with U2?
Too earnest?
Well, it seems like they're always trying to make an epic song.
Correct.
Instead of just making a song. It's like, guys, we got a hit here.
We're going to make this so epic.
You know who fell into that trap? I actually got rid of the album. I had it on vinyl. Greta Van Fleet. Sucked.
Well,
the first couple songs sucked. The rest of it was good, but they tried to hit like some anthems.
Yeah.
Some like,
it's going to be generational changing, guys. So we're no longer going to be just a cover band for Led Zeppelin.
Right.
We're gonna set our own.
We're going to make originals that sound just like Led Zeppelin.
And it just sucked. Whatever the first song is off their new album sucked. But the rest of it's okay. I do like Greta Van Fleet. Our number 272-9228, 8 minutes here before the top of the hour. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. I think we're going to see Tom and Augustine Duncan tonight, Dave, at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You guys want to meet these guys. They're fun. They're good people. Great business people. Great reputation. Good at what they do. They came, took a tree out of my yard and left. I didn't even know they were there, except there wasn't a tree there anymore. No damage to the grass, the shrubbery. Shrubbery? No damage to it. No damage to anything. Concrete, everything's fine. They got in, they got out. I wasn't even there. My wife said it took like 10 minutes. Heard a couple zip sounds and they were gone. And that is Chippewa Charm Tree Service, my friends. Then they came back a little bit later, ground the stump down below ground level. And now we got a perfect place either for a new tree or to put some grass. I hadn't decided what I want to do. I want to do a new tree or do some grass.
Right.
What would you do?
Grass.
Grass?
You already took the tree out.
Yeah, it just had some trouble. It just wasn't a good tree. You know how builders sometimes just throw in a tree?
Mm-hmm.
They don't put a good tree in?
I had like two in the middle of my backyard, and we got one of them out of there.
Yeah.
The other
just
one.
Too much?
Yeah.
Dropping leaves all the time and...
And just like...
Couldn't get any sun, the grass wouldn't grow.
Yeah, and you couldn't even like throw a foot. We got a big backyard, couldn't even throw a football because you got these, you know...
Huge trees.
55-foot linebackers or whatever, you know?
Anyway... Chippewa Charm Tree Service is phenomenal. They take care of all that. If you want to get in touch with them, you can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They got an emergency hotline. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. Give Chippewa Charm Tree Service a call. 328-2484. Check them out on Facebook. Search them anytime. Get some information there. It has their phone number there, too, by the way. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. I hope they come tonight. I think I heard they were. I think we covered this earlier, but this is a new story. Prescription drug prices skyrocketing 5 times the rate of inflation. According to a new data from CBS. Yeah, we've already covered this. This is a old story.
Well, I mean...
Why is it back in the news?
Well, as you said, the economy's on fire, so they're just jacking up the prices.
Yeah, but I don't understand why it's back in the news.
I don't know.
I end up printing it again. Yeah, I forget what we cover. 40% of Brits, this was the story I was trying to find earlier.
Brits.
40% of Britain braces for new no-deal Brexit by stockpiling food, medicine, and clothes. We're going to have to play Amy Winehouse, so I'm going to do a bad British accent. On July 31, we'll hit the 90-day mark until Brexit 2.0. That's only, what, 20 days away? 21 days away?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks from today. With both Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt promising to leave with or without a deal, the British pound hitting fresh 2019 lows as it becomes increasingly clear that whoever wins the Tory leadership contest will opt for a no-deal exit later this year, unless the EU caves. You know what, though? If Boris Johnson just goes to Donald and says, look, we're going to do a no-deal Brexit with the EU, but... We want to do a deal, trade deal with the United States. We'll provide all their food and energy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. I mean, they're not going to go hungry and tired and cold.
Come off it.
We'll have tankers going over there with gas and oil left and right. We'll even throw in some, you know, it's summer. We'll throw in some bathing suits or something. Do they wear bathing suits? British people are especially pasty.
Oh, are they the type, you know, the Euros, they all like the dudes wear the Speedos.
Oh, yeah, that's why you can.
It's so creepy.
It is.
Like, why?
I remember I worked at a hotel in Key Largo, and the British people everywhere.
Yeah.
European people everywhere.
Yeah, dirty Euros.
There was a couple of French girls, kind of cute, came down there, topless, walked through the lobby, and I was speechless.
You're like, hey now.
Didn't say anything. They walked right out to the pool, sat there topless, sitting at the pool, and I called my boss. Her name was Olga. She was from Cuba. I called her and said, Olga, I got two topless girls here. What do I need to do? She called me George. George, don't say anything. Like, why is that? You might offend them. She's like, do you enjoy it? I'm like, you know, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. Two French girls topless. But yeah, the Europeans, all the guys would come over there, big bellies, you know, these massive European bellies. Because they eat pasta and cheese all day.
Yep.
So they have these massive European bellies.
They look like Brett Bielema, the former Arkansas coach.
Yes, yes. These massive bellies that overhang the front of the... They can't... I don't even know how they go to the bathroom, but they overhang the front of their Speedos. So you can't... So if you're looking at them head on, it just looks like they're naked.
Right.
Then they turn around, they got these little chicken butts. And no butt at all. And these massive bellies, and they're in Speedos. I'd be in a burka. 57 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, friend.
Hey, buddy. First of all, let me get down to business. Give a shout-out to Tom the Treeminator at Chippewa Tree Service. They're going over to a customer of mine's house for a third time and doing just a perfect job. So these guys are on the ball, and they're the best.
Good.
I thought there was a bill passed where drug companies had to disclose the price of their medications on TV. Three drug companies took them to court. Has that been since delayed, or are you familiar with this at all?
Oh, I'm very familiar with it, and I think it has not been implemented yet, has it? Was it supposed to be by now?
I think, well, I heard about it on the news last month that implementation was coming on. I was under the impression it was supposed to be July 1st, and three drug companies took them to court to delay it.
Huh.
So it seems to be happening extremely soon, and I think that would be a huge difference when people see how much this stuff costs.
It's a huge difference. I know that hospitals now have to tell you the cost of services, like on a cafeteria basis. And allowing you to shop independently. So if you want to go in there and get your, I mean, obviously not on an emergency basis, but if you're going to get your wisdom teeth pulled out or whatever, they're supposed to have to tell you, I don't know, what's something you get electively at a hospital? Your stomach stapled or something. Or you're like, you know,
yeah,
your nose touched
right.
up. Right. Rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to tell you now the cost of that and the cost at other places, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Some sort of way you're able to shop it now. Prescription drugs. I'll give you an idea on prescription drugs. Years ago, I had a prescription that I took for asthma. This was years and years ago. And we had always just used CVS because it was convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like $200 or $150 or something. So I shopped around and found a local pharmacy had it for like $15. I mean, it's not even
area.
Yes. It's not even close.
And the worst part about it is nobody's asking. So these guys are getting away with damn pure murder.
Let me say this. Adams Drugs doesn't sponsor this program, but they do sponsor programs on News Talk. So I feel like I can say this. You should be using a place like that,
mm-hmm.
a local place that wants to do the right thing. And is trying to get the right answer and be a good community steward. And I know CVS's are everywhere, but so are Adams Drugs.
Yeah. I go to local businesses, and you know I support local businesses very much. So.
Yeah. I'm in favor of that kind of stuff.
That's the only way to go, just like calling the Treeminator. Thank you, guys.